You're listening to the Tales of Leadership podcast. This podcast is for leaders at any phase on their leadership journey to become a more purposeful and accountable leader, what I like to call a PAL. Join me on our journey together towards transformational leadership. Welcome back to Tales of Leadership. I am your host, Josh McMillian, the founder of McMillian Leadership Coaching and an active duty Army officer with over 16 years of leadership experience. And I am on a mission to build a better leader, what I like to call a PAL, purposeful, accountable leaders. And my vision is to impact 1 million lives in the next 10 years by ending toxic transitional leadership and promoting transformational stories and skills. On today's episode, I'm going to be walking you through 7 ways leaders can lose at self-leadership. Now, if you have listened to my previous podcast, you know there's 6 phases of leadership that I have identified. We've already covered the first phase of leadership, which is self-leadership, and I've identified 8 ways that you can win and 7 ways that you can lose. In today's episode, I'm going to walk you through 7 ways that you can lose at the second phase of leadership, which is situational leadership. Let's go ahead and begin. So let me quickly provide you an additional resource. And you may not know this, but every time that I go over a transformational skill with you, I already have a blog post uploaded to my website, McMillianLeadershipCoaching.com. Click on the blog and you can find 7 ways to lose at situational leadership. So if you're listening in the car right now and you want to go back and review this at any given time, just go over to my website. I write a blog with every one of my podcast episodes that I record. So let's go ahead and dig in. As we build our leadership bridge to become a more purposeful, accountable leader or PAL, there will come a time we assume situational leadership. Someone somewhere believes you have what it takes to become a transformational leader. Be careful, because there's a trap. Position, rank, or title only gives you authority, and that's key, authority. Authority is recognized, but leaders cannot earn trust and gain the respect of their organization with just authority alone. Situational leadership is the only phase in our journey that we need to quickly exit from. We should assume a role as fast as possible and begin to get away from our authority as aggressively as possible. And there is a quote by Abraham Lincoln to kind of start this off that I love. Just because you have the right to do something as a leader doesn't mean that it is the right thing to do. Abraham Lincoln. So what is the first way to lose at situational leadership? It's becoming complacent, being complacent as a leader. The first way to lose a situational leadership is to become a complacent leader. Leaders assume a role with a mindset they have arrived will hit obstacles that stunts their leadership growth. I have seen peers think that their organization operates effectively along their journey. However, when you look behind the curtain, the walls are up, communication is not flowing, and glass tasks are breaking. And remember, I talked before about prioritizing tasks. Glass, something that drops, you can't pick it back up. And a rubber task is something that continues to bounce. When taking over an organization, a leader must look for smoke. And what does that mean? If you assume there are no problems, fires will erupt and cause your team significant work to get past the issues. Never assume your team is operating efficiently when taking over a new leadership role. Chances are you are placed there for a reason. What is it? Go find it. Next is some periods are just more dangerous than others. And for example, in a military deployment, when you're entering an operational space or that first phase is one of the most dangerous periods. Why? Because you are relaxed and you lower your guard is easy, especially when you go into a new operational theater and nothing's happening. It's easy to let your guard down. The second most dangerous time is when you're transitioning out of leadership roles or you're coming back from a deployment. The enemy is looking for weaknesses in your armor. If you assume routine actions are happening, that is when the enemy attacks. For example, in most combat deployments, casualty rates spike initially. Why? because new leaders do not fully comprehend the mission and the enemy exploits the momentary weaknesses. During our deployment to Afghanistan in 2012, the overwhelming majority of wounded and KIA killed in action soldiers occurred in the first 2 months of our deployment. Almost our first casualty was the very first day that we were operating in Afghanistan. Do not allow complacency to set in when assuming situational leadership or a new position. Show up curious, show up committed to leaving the organization better than when you arrived. The second way to lose at situational leadership is information sharing. Situational leaders fear that they are not providing value to the organization and they begin to hoard information. And I've seen it throughout my career. They believe the information is power, and power makes them a vital aspect of the team. In fact, it creates the opposite. If leaders withhold information from others to control power, they prevent growth in their organization. An essential characteristic of any group is mission command, the ability to operate and give authority to the lowest levels, which allows leaders to push down authority to their team. And that is how teams are successful when they operate with mission command. Be careful when providing information to your organization. There is such a thing as information overload, which is caused when a leader dumps on their team. Becoming a purposeful, accountable leader is understanding the information you are receiving and sharing it with the right members. Not all information should be given out, and not all people should possess certain information. That's an inherent fact of leadership. If leaders dump information immediately after receiving it, they harm their organization. Instead, leaders must digest the data rapidly and quickly share the information with the right people. And let me say that again, the right people, not everyone. Do not flood your organization with information unless you want decision fatigue to set in. Be purposeful with the information you share. The third way to lose at situational leadership is not living your core values. A trap that is all too real in situational leadership is leading through words, not deeds. Remember in phase one, self-leadership, you spent the time reflecting on your core values. If you do not live your core values, you are creating new standards within your organization that emphasizes the wrong characteristics you want replicated. And here's an example. I had a first sergeant when I was a platoon leader in Afghanistan that made soldiers troop the restrooms. Restrooms meaning plywood outhouses, essentially, for cigarette butts after missions. That same first sergeant never went on a patrol with his men or women and wore PTs, physical training uniforms, every single day, which is equivalent to workout clothes, unless there was someone important visiting. If you do not live your core values, you will cause devastating damage to your reputation, lose trust, and never earn respect. Living core values is not just about you. Purposeful, accountable leaders must also live the organization's values. You were hired and placed in an organization with values for a reason. If those values do not violate your core beliefs, purposefully live those daily. For example, the Army's core values are loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. Leadership. By the way, that is the best acronym that I could ever come up with. And I wish I did, but Army, kudos to you. That's why I joined you. Love you. Keep going. Army strong. If you do not believe in your organization's values, why did you assume the position in the first place? Was it for money? And if it was, you're not a leader. Before you take over a position of authority, ensure you clearly understand how leaders act in the organization and are prepared to show up each day living those values. Remember this, deeds, not words. When you can align your deeds with your words, that's powerful. Deeds, not words. The fourth way to lose at situational leadership is false confidence. A leader's worst mistake when taking over a new team is assuming they are experts. You may have an opportunity to see your organization or peek behind the curtain before taking over, but you are not the subject matter expert. If you come in like a hurricane and begin to change things, you will harm the morale and build walls within your team. Remember, purposeful, accountable leaders are sledgehammers and tear down barriers that allows forward momentum to happen in the organization. Never assume you are the subject matter expert or SME. Instead, surround yourself with experts on your team. A little humility starting off will pay exponentially throughout your leadership journey. Another mistake leaders have in situational leadership is believing they have earned the trust of their organization. In the words of a previous team member, you are just hired help. Go in it with that mindset. How can you add value? As a situational leader, you only have power through authority, which is temporary. Instead of assuming you are the solution to all the problems in your team, start seeking out influential leaders that are already in your organization. When you hold a meeting, who's talking and what is the response from the team? Are they engaged? Do they sit up straight in their chair when that person is talking? Once you find who holds influence in your organization, seek guidance and do not be afraid to ask them questions. Remember, you are not the expert. Your job is to ask questions and start looking for influential leaders that can help you identify areas that need improvement. Do not let pride prevent you from seeking help. Team, I want to take a quick break from this episode and personally invite you to join our tribe. Are you looking for a community of leaders? If you are a leader at any level, join our Purposeful Accountable Leaders private Facebook or LinkedIn group. We would love to have you in the team. My mission is to create a community that allows leaders to ask questions, celebrate wins, and share lessons learned. All I ask is that you follow the B rule. Be respectful, be humble, be present, and add value to the community. You can find the link in the show notes to either join the Facebook or LinkedIn group or simply just search Purposeful Accountable Leaders. Back to the podcast. The fifth way to lose at situational leadership is forming transitional habits. When you take over a leadership position, that is the defining moment. Will you choose to value your people, give each person a voice, or will you choose to allow transitional thinking to take hold? Each leader has two paths that they can take in situational leadership. First, they can choose to become a transformational leader and aggressively add value to their team, or they can select to be a transitional leader style and view people as an object, not an asset. Transitional leaders are willing to jump on the backs of others to cross the metaphorical bridge and do anything to improve their position, not the team's position. Understand that if you choose to devalue your team, you are only hampering your growth and will never progress to be the authentic, purposeful, accountable leader that you were meant to be. Leaders placed into situational leadership must immediately move to the next phase. You will never advance on your leadership bridge and begin to inspire others if you treat people as objects. Do not place the privileges of the position over your responsibilities. When you take over a situational leadership role that gives you authority, rights are inherently given with the job. However, just because you have the right to do something does not mean it is the right thing to do. Remember the Abraham Lincoln quote at the beginning of this episode. An example of this as a leader is choosing to go last. When I am a leader, I eat last. When I was a platoon leader, I ate last. When I was a company commander, I ate last. I chose to serve my team before serving myself. And I'm going to say that again. I chose to serve my team before serving someone else. Transitional leaders only look out for their interests and never serve others. And here's another Abraham Lincoln quote. Nearly all men can stand adversity, but if you want to test a man's character, give him power. understand that you are hired help. And I know that hurts your ego, but it's true. You're going to move on. In the military, if you're listening to this, you're going to move on. You'll be there for a year, maybe two, max. And your goal is to add value while you're there. Okay, so what is the sixth way to lose at situational leadership? That is becoming political or having an agenda. Situational leaders have agendas that are hidden from their teams. As leaders, having your own plan is okay, but that should be transparent to the organization. Remember in phase one, we determined what pillars we measure our lives on. Those pillars are the agendas purposeful, accountable leaders use throughout their own lives. When leaders are in roles, the number one plan is to improve the organization daily by adding values to others. Our government, the executive and legislative branch, is a perfect example of political organizations. Because we live in a pendular democracy, power consistently shifts to one party or another. Leaders with agendas are focused on control instead of inspiring and improving the organization. I'm going to say that again because it's powerful. Leaders with agendas are focused on control instead of inspiring and improving the organization. Also, situational leaders hoard resources because they are trying to control the power within the organization. I personally think of this as an arms race within the team. Once a situational leader begins to expand their workforce and add resources that are not necessary, it sparks a scarcity mindset within their peers to the right and to the left. Purposeful, accountable leaders understand that if the team wins, the organization is successful. If the organization is successful, then you will also win. And that winning will be replicated because it's a win-win-win in the terms of Michael Scott from Dunder Mifflin. But be careful. Having a scarcity mindset when in situational leadership. Do not allow politics within your organization to cause your team to create hidden agendas. Lead with windows. Be transparent. The final way to lose at situational leadership is letting the position define you. Remember, leadership is a journey. It is not a destination. You must remain three C's, the rule of three C's, committed, coachable, and curious, and continue to grow. I have seen leaders assume position, gain rank, or be given a title and lose a sense of who they are. Purposeful, accountable leaders understand that any situation given is temporary. However, our reputation is forever. John C. Maxwell, an acclaimed author and an authority on leadership, said it best. Leaders consistently take people somewhere. If there is no journey, there is no leadership. Leaders who allow the position to define them will find the mountaintop lonely. You do not have to feel isolated from your organization as a leader. However, leaders who believe they are above others by the title given cannot connect personally with their team. To be a transformational leader, you must inspire others to action. You cannot inspire others unless you begin to develop relationships. A fundamental fact of leadership is that if you fail to inspire, you fail as a leader. Once you have failed to inspire your organization, you will experience high turnover. In the book Leadership Gold, it highlights that people do not quit organizations, they quit toxic leaders. I have seen soldiers that were absolutely phenomenal leave the military because of one poor leader. One. People leave people, they don't leave positions. Remember, the organization will rise to the level of leadership you possess. Culture starts at the top. If you're listening to this, it is on you. It starts at the top. If you remain a phase two leader, your organization will not surpass your growth. All right, it's time for our after action review. I'm going to quickly go over the seven topics that I just provided, the seven ways to lose a situational leadership, provide you my final thoughts, and then let you reflect on three powerful questions. The first way to lose a situational leadership is to become complacent. Number two, sharing information. Number three, not living your values. Number four, a false confidence. Number five, forming transitional habits. Number six, becoming political, having an agenda. And number seven, the position defining you. So what are my final thoughts? Leaders lose at situational leadership because they prioritize the wrong tasks. If you want to progress on your leadership journey, remember that it is not about you. Throw out your personal agenda and your ego and do your best to improve the organization. Be selfless in your actions and always value others. Give credit and add value. If you allow the position to define you, you will become complacent and separate from your core values. One thing that a leader can never earn back is their reputation. Work daily to inspire and focus on earning the team's trust. Finally, remember, you must still lead yourself well. Phase one remains with you throughout this journey. And if you fail to lead yourself well, you will show up for others depleted. Socrates said it best, and this is a beautiful quote, "Let him that would move the world first move himself." So here are three powerful questions that you should spend some time reflecting on. Number one, what can you do to prevent complacency? The second question is, how can you learn to serve others and not yourself? And then number three, how can you avoid the position defining your legacy? If you've gotten any value from this episode, do me a favor, leave a comment, leave a review, subscribe, but most importantly, and it would mean the world to me, if you shared this podcast with someone who is a leader or just starting out on their leadership journey. I'm your host, Josh McMillian, saying every day is a gift. Don't waste yours. I'll see you next time.